KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As Election Day draws closer, there's been more attention on rhetoric. And former President Donald Trump said campaigning Thursday regarding former Representative Liz Cheney.
Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it.
And Vice President Kamala Harris said Friday about that comment.
Anyone who wants to be president of the United States who uses that kind of violent rhetoric is clearly disqualified and unqualified to be president.
On social media, the former president said that all he was saying about Cheney is that she doesn't have the guts to fight in a war herself. On the campaign trail Friday, he seized on the October jobs report. It showed that only 12,000 jobs were added last month. Economists blamed strikes and hurricanes. A federal jury convicted a former Kentucky police detective of using excessive force on Breonna Taylor during the botched 2020 raid that left her dead. This is ABC News. Trial date's been set for New York City Mayor Eric Adams. He'll stand trial April 21st of next year on bribery charges. He's pleaded not guilty. There were opening statements in another New York City trial Friday for the man charged with manslaughter and negligent homicide for a chokehold death on a subway car.
Daniel Penny, a Marine veteran, entering court to the jeers of protesters yelling "Subway Strangler." Their chants reaching the courtroom on the 13th floor, where Penny is standing trial on charges he recklessly put a homeless man in a deadly chokehold aboard a New York City subway car. Video shows Penny restraining Jordan Neely, who prosecutors concede was yelling and making threats, but they say Penny's hold lasted way too long, almost a minute after Neely went limp.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York. Across the country, an estimated 200,000 people line the streets of Los Angeles for a parade for the World Series champion Dodgers. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Social Security is the backbone of the American retirement system. Yeah, 401ks and IRAs are very important. And yes, I talk about them a lot, and I definitely want you to have them. But Social Security supports most Americans in retirement and is an essential lifeline for tens of millions more. I love Social Security because it is so simple. You work hard, you pay in, and then you get your money back when you need it to make your golden years better. There's a conservative agenda out right now that's going to add between $7.5 and $15 trillion to the national debt. Ballooning national debt is, I think, the biggest threat to Social Security that there is. We want less national debt and a better funded Social Security program. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
It's the Packers and the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The top two teams in the North Division meet tomorrow. Green Bay against the Detroit Lions at Lambeau Field. Showers expected. It looks like Jordan Love will be able to play, but his center, Josh Myers, who has a severe left wrist injury, is listed as doubtful.
I think the big thing for me is I just got to make sure I'm not going to hurt the team by playing, so I just have to answer that question.
Kickoff at 3:25. Baseball, the Brewers are getting Rhys Hoskins back. The 31-year-old first baseman will earn $18 million and says after leaving the Phillies, the Brewers were always at the top of his list.
Milwaukee was always a great paper fit, as I can stand back and kind of take a 10,000-foot view of baseball itself and where I may fit in that as an athlete and as a competitor. So I'm glad we're able to kind of get the nitty-gritty and all the details done just because it's such a great fit.
That's the Brewers' Rhys Hoskins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There have been many lifelong Republicans who are jumping ship and endorsing Kamala Harris for president. Arnold Schwarzenegger is continuing the trend in Hollywood. On the platform formerly known as Twitter, the former California governor said he is an American before he is a Republican and therefore will vote Harris. This is not a huge shock, as Arnold has always surprised people politically and as an actor. What I find most surprising is that Schwarzenegger's Austrian accent hasn't gotten any less thick in 50 years. Game of Thrones might be coming to the big screen. Series creator creators say it was always their intention to end the iconic TV show with three feature films instead of the finale HBO went with. The Hollywood Reporter says Warner Brothers has a project in the works, but it is in the very early stages and no one is attached at the moment. GOT fans might want to check out House of the Dragon, which HBO rolled out in 2022, and an upcoming prequel series, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, which should drop in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy through the night, lows upper 20s. For the afternoon Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, highs to the low 50s. Then rain moves in on Sunday, cloudy and breezy, a high around 50 degrees. Showers around on Monday, highs near 60. Right now it's 33.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, Congressman Mark Pocan and congressional candidate Kristen Lierley join us as we wrap up the campaigning and get all set for the voting.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program here, Anything Goes Weekend. Picking up your calls in just a moment, but I just wanted to highlight this story. Green politicians, keep in mind, the Green parties of Europe are no longer connected to the Green Party in the United States. The Green Party in the United States has gone rogue. It's taking money from Republicans. It's getting support from Vladimir Putin. It's got a grifter at the top of its ticket in Jill Stein, a professional grifter, I would add. And now green politicians from across Europe, this is from Politico today, green politicians from across Europe on Friday called on U.S. Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein to withdraw from the race for the White House and endorse Democrat Kamala Harris instead. This is the collective statement that was made by green parties from Germany, France, Denmark, Italy, the Netherlands, Ireland, Estonia, Belgium, Spain, Poland, and Ukraine. Quote, "We are clear that Kamala Harris is the only candidate who can block Donald Trump and his anti-democratic authoritarian policies from the White House. Right now, the race for the White House is too close for comfort. We call on Jill Stein to withdraw from the race and endorse Kamala Harris for the presidency of the United States." And they also note, "There is no longer a link between the two as the U.S. Greens are no longer a member of the global organization of Green parties." Right. And right now, Jill Stein in all of the swing states is polling between 1.1 and 1.4% of the vote, which could be the margin of victory for Donald Trump. It certainly was in 2016. If Jill Stein's voters had voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016 instead of Jill Stein, Hillary Clinton would have easily beat Donald Trump. Jill Stein took more votes in all, five swing states that year. She took more votes in each one of those states than Donald Trump's margin of victory. In other words, had she not been on the ballot and had those same voters shown up, and I realize that, you know, not all of them would have, but had those same voters showed up and voted for Hillary Clinton, we never would have seen Donald Trump in the White House. And Jill Stein is trying to repeat it again, and gleefully, saying that she's trying to teach Democrats a lesson. What's that lesson? What? I don't know. We like fascism? We think Vladimir Putin should be running America? I mean, you know, that appears to be Jill Stein's perspective. So what's on your mind today? Candace in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hey, Candace, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I called you a while ago and talked about how people and animals sense earthquakes, that there's a lot of sensing in the population now, mm-hmm. of fear. And you remember the Vincent Price movie, The Tingler, and how the audience finally figured out if they laughed at the tingler and didn't show fear, they wouldn't get taken over. Because
never saw the movie, so I'll take your word for it.
Well, it fed on fear. Mm-hmm. And you know about the three lower chakras, power, lust, greed.
Sure.
That is what Trump is attracting. The higher chakras of community and heart and voicing the truth and thinking positive and being connected to the community. Those are the higher chakras. Trump magnetizes the lower chakras and magnetizes the fear of all those people. So we have to do what you say and not despair and keep trying to raise our consciousness and put out the peace and love that we want to see in our country. So that is my contribution today.
Well said, Candace. I mean, whether you're using chakras as a metaphor or whether you're literally speaking of the chakras, in both cases,
you are
absolutely right. I'm with you.
Literally.
I'm a big fan of chakras. I took Kriya yoga instruction when I was 17, and I still do it, which is, you know, moving energy from your bottom chakra up to your top chakra. But
I did the Kundalini exercises.
Yep.
That's great.
There you go.
It's hard to do in the face of all this, but I think that's what's happening. And so much is happening on an unconscious level because we are on the top of a page of history that's turning. And it is very frightening and disconcerting. But we just have to go forward and do it together. That's
yep.
Amazing.
And it need not be frightening. It can be joyous, as Kamala Harris keeps reminding
us.
It
can be.
There you go. Candace, thank you for the call. That was spot on. That was brilliant.
Take care.
Thank you. Tom in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I was just wondering if Trump wins and Elon Musk is going to cut $2 trillion, how much of that $2 trillion is going to come out of the SpaceLink or SpaceX program, or the Starlink or SpaceX programs?
Well, my prediction would be not one damn penny, Tom, don't you think?
I think they'll get more moved into those budgets.
Exactly. They'll shut down Social Security and Medicare and just give all that money to SpaceX.
That's all I got.
Okay. Well, that was a good one. Tom, thank you very much. Larry in Hazel Green, Alabama. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. This doesn't apply to you, but for those of us who are required to show up on Tuesday to vote, I was a poll worker for 10 years. And remember, those people there that you see across the table are your friends and neighbors. And please thank them for all they do, because you don't see what they do for the most part. It's a long day.
The poll workers you're talking about, yeah.
Yes. It's a long day, and there are a lot of things you don't think about, like somebody has to set up those tables and those voting booths and the equipment.
Yep.
My precinct was voting in a church youth hall. So we went in on Sunday afternoon to do it, because the last thing you want to do is get there on Tuesday morning and find that all the tables are locked in the storage room and the janitor with the key is in bed.
Yeah.
Things like that. You need to find out if you have enough extension cords and whether the outlets you're going to use actually work. And then there are those signs. The signs have to be put out on Tuesday morning, you know, before daylight. Some of them are heavy. Some of them are hard to do. And the people inside that are setting up the equipment, everything comes in under seal and has to be signed off.
Yep. I'm sorry. Keep going, Larry.
Oh, at the end of the day, there's a whole lot of work that has to be done then. And there's absolutely no chance of any shenanigans.
Yeah.
Because there are people, you know, workers have varying parties.
Mm.
And
many of these people are not paid a penny, by the way. My mother was one of those people in the 1950s and early 1960s. I was a little kid, and I used to go down to the Kendon Elementary School where she was checking people in and, you know, watch them set up. So I know exactly what you're talking about, Larry, and spot on. You're right. And please thank your election workers. Thank you, Larry. Walter in Crestone, Colorado. Hey, Walter, what's up?
Well, hello, Tom. Thanks for what you do.
My pleasure. What's on your mind?
I'm a longtime fan.
Thank you.
I got to ask you, a recent caller, I don't know what day it was talking about people wondering if we should pardon Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversations going on around all of that. I was... you've heard of the saying, justice delayed is justice denied. So I got to ask you, what's the difference between pardoning him and not prosecuting him in such a timely way that he could still run for president again right now?
I agree. I think it's crazy to even have a conversation about pardoning Donald Trump. We learned from our experience with Gerry Ford and Richard Nixon that pardoning a criminal president is a huge mistake. And all it does is get you at least two or three more criminal presidents. As I said earlier, this the reason why George Bush and Dick Cheney thought they could lie to us about Iraq and weapons of mass destruction when they just wanted to steal the nation's oil was because Nixon got pardoned. The reason that Ronald Reagan and his campaign thought that they could cut a deal with Iran and get away with it was because Nixon got pardoned. The reason Donald Trump committed as many crimes as he did in the White House, you know, his daughter was hawking products from the White House. He violated the Hatch Act over and over and over again. It was because Richard Nixon got pardoned. It's time to stop doing that. Yeah. Walter, thank you. Well said. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Oh, it's Jobs Friday, and it wasn't a very good report, but Joe Biden still has his streak going where he hasn't seen a single month where jobs are not created.
You're right. And it got a lot softer this time, though. Does that tell you that we might be heading for a mild recession?
It tells me that Powell is right on target with what he's trying to do, and that is trying to make sure that Joe Biden would feel his rate hikes right up to the election. Yeah. And he waited until September because if he cut in September, then it would barely, if any, have any effect on the election. Yeah. And he didn't want to give Joe Biden a single bit of good news. And so he actually violated what he said he was going to do. And instead of going to neutral with the Fed rate, he just kept it at that high level.
Right.
And that caused jobs not to be created as fast. It also caused the stock market to go down a little bit. And all of this he knew, as every Republican was actually just as happy as they could be, that Powell was doing the dirt that no one else in America could do.
Yeah.
And but still, Joe Biden's record is no one has ever even gotten this far. The only other president that went a full term without seeing any job losses was Barack Obama, and that was in his second term.
Yeah.
So Joe Biden is the first president to get this far without seeing any job losses in his first term.
That's impressive.
Those are two Democratic presidents that set records that Bill Clinton never even saw.
Yeah.
And Bill Clinton had saw more jobs created than any other president as far as numbers are concerned. So and Republicans can't beat the Democrats, Democratic Party, on these issues. And that's why they do all of this other weird stuff, talking about gays and
trans people.
I mean, dogs and everything. Yeah. Just any kind of weird thing.
Yeah.
So long as they don't talk about what's happening with the economy. And the media just decided that for 4 years, they were going to do nothing but talk about the polls. The polls are not news. It's opinion. And they spent 4 years doing nothing but opinion because if they talked about the actual numbers of Joe Biden versus or any Democrat versus Democratic member versus Trump, the Democratic president trounced Trump. And so they stuck to the polls all the way through this entire time. Never did do
I'm with you, Larry. This the fact that almost half of Americans think that we're in a recession, which is insane, is a huge testimonial to the incompetence and skullduggery of our nation's media. I'm with you.
And that's
opinion. Yeah, there you go. Larry, thank you so much. It's always so great to hear from you. Appreciate it. Thank you. It's 18 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with you.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
Hey, do I rate?
You absolutely. I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th, and when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. on 910 a.m. WBZH and the Civic Media app.
Extra.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe. Guess what? It's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient instead of meat, that might raise a red flag for you, right? Well, dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat that would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why Louise and I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love this stuff. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
With your lies and schemes, turned our night to restless dreams. Packed up the truth and threw it away, but we're here now to say, hey, hey, hit the road, jump, and don't look back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, jump, and don't look back no more. Promise the world, left a trail of fear.
24 minutes past the hour. What a song. Louise knocked that one out of the park. Francesco in Sarasota, Florida, listening on WSLR. Hey, Francesco, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Hi. Well, I've been out working under the kiosk for the Harris people. And, you know, I want to say that we're always talking about how the Democrats are leaking black men and Hispanic men. Well, I can tell you that every person on the other side working for the Trump campaign were white women, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the real problem. I mean, we get 3 or 4% more of white women, and that more than makes up for whatever small amount we're leaking in other areas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's time for white women to start talking to other white women. I know some of them are, but I don't think enough are, because, you know, this person running for president, I said, are you really ready to elect a racist, a rapist, and a fascist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think white women have to get out there and start talking. And I know they are. I saw articles about women in Pennsylvania doing it.
Yeah.
But I think in this situation, I have no problem with people being, you know, I'm a progressive, but I understand my views aren't going to be, you know, the ones that are, everybody has. But in this case, I think I don't like to be confrontational, but I think there's an element. This is the time, you know. People mm-hmm. tell me, "Oh, it's dangerous." I say, you know, people have, and I'm not rude, but people have lost their lives and risked their life in defense of democracy and defense
yes.
of the country. I'm certainly no patriot, but I feel like I have to do something, you know. And yeah. I wish people would get out there.
I agree. The early voting numbers that we're seeing look like women are showing up in massive numbers, which validates my, you know, I've been saying now for months, I think this is going to be a blowout election. I think all the polls are missing or underestimating how many millions of really seriously pissed off women there are in America right now. Francesco, thank you for the call.
Right. I hope you're right.
Yeah,
okay,
me
thanks.
Too. Thanks. Thanks. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Chad is up next. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we are still here, and we are still sane. We'll be right back. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their wild-caught Cottonskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and
using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As Election Day draws closer, there's been more attention on rhetoric. And former President Donald Trump said campaigning Thursday regarding former Representative Liz Cheney.
Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it.
And Vice President Kamala Harris said Friday about that comment.
Anyone who wants to be president of the United States who uses that kind of violent rhetoric is clearly disqualified and unqualified to be president.
On social media, the former president said that all he was saying about Cheney is that she doesn't have the guts to fight in a war herself. On the campaign trail Friday, he seized on the October jobs report. It showed that only 12,000 jobs were added last month. Economists blamed strikes and hurricanes. A federal jury convicted a former Kentucky police detective of using excessive force on Breonna Taylor during the botched 2020 raid that left her dead. This is ABC.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. From the little screen to the big screen, John Krasinski is keeping the role of Jack Ryan. Krasinski played Ryan for four seasons on the Amazon Prime series Jack Ryan. The Hollywood Reporter says he will now move to the big screen, where he will be the fifth actor to play the character over the last 35 years. Previous Ryans include Alec Baldwin, Harrison Ford, Ben Affleck, and Chris Pine. There is no word yet on which Tom Clancy novel the next film will be based on. Joining Krasinski in the cast will be Wendell Pierce as James Greer and Mike Kelly as Mike November. Both men also reprising their roles from the Prime series. Wicked opens November 15th in theaters, and the early buzz from critics, they're raving about it. One critic for Variety called it a masterpiece. Pop star Ariana Grande plays the lead role of Glinda. If you hear a murmuring across the country, it's Oscar buzz. This is part one of the film. Part two will hit theaters in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There have been many lifelong Republicans who are jumping ship and endorsing Kamala Harris for president. Arnold Schwarzenegger is continuing the trend in Hollywood. On the platform formerly known as Twitter, the former California governor said he is an American before he is a Republican and therefore will vote Harris. This is not a huge shock, as Arnold has always surprised people politically and as an actor. What I find most surprising is that Schwarzenegger's Austrian accent hasn't gotten any less thick in 50 years. Game of Thrones might be coming to the big screen. Series creator say it was always their intention to end the iconic TV show with three feature films instead of the finale HBO went with. The Hollywood Reporter says Warner Brothers has a project in the works, but it is in the very early stages and no one is attached at the moment. GOT fans might want to check out House of the Dragon, which HBO rolled out in 2022, and an upcoming prequel series, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, which should drop in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy through the night, lows upper 20s. For the afternoon Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, highs to the low 50s. Then rain moves in on Sunday, cloudy and breezy, a high around 50 degrees. Showers around on Monday, highs near 60. Right now it's 33.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty, and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Mr. Buck, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so point for me. Good morning, Mr. Buck.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have the best coworkers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, joins me. We will preview the election on Tuesday. Plus, what's the right way to deal with election stress? I got answers. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
His restaurants play golf at his golf courses. And then I can't believe how many people of color would choose to go work. Thousands would go work at any of his properties. It just amazes me. But my question is, since half the country, including yourself, I believe, consider those who are going to vote for Trump are neo-Nazis, I want to know how I'm going to go explain to my German mother, who thankfully was able to leave Germany. I want to go explain to her, since she voted for Trump once, she's going to vote for him again. I want to be able to tell her to her face that she's a neo-Nazi, considering her father was threatened by being shot in the head if he didn't join the German regime. That's what would happen to him. So can you try to help me explain that to her and go over there and tell her that she's a neo-Nazi?
Yeah, I think all you have to do is start quoting Donald Trump. You know, the vermin in the United States, that was one of Hitler's favorite phrases. The enemy within, another one of Hitler's favorite phrases, saying that he was wants to execute General Milley and now Liz Cheney. That was, you know, what Hitler did. I mean, you know, it's not like there's not a long record here, Chad. You know, his wife saying that he slept through Hitler's speeches next to the bed.
She's heard all that rhetoric, Tom. So yeah. Is my mother now, is she a neo-Nazi, Tom?
Well, I don't think all neo-Nazis. Let me rephrase that. I don't think all Trump supporters. Sorry, Chad. This is my show, not yours. I don't think that all Trump supporters are Nazis, but I do think that pretty much all Nazis in the United States are Trump supporters. I mean, David Duke, the Klan, came out and endorsed Donald Trump a couple days ago. So, you know, yeah.
I asked you.
Well, your question was, is your mother a Nazi? I have no idea. I don't know her.
No. Tom, I said, is she a neo-Nazi if she votes for Donald Trump?
I wouldn't say that. I would say she's voting for Donald Trump.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't know your mother. You're welcome, Chad. Thank you for the call. Dave in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Bullen Tagon, Tom.
What is that?
Now, Esperanto.
Oh, okay. I had a friend whose father actually helped invent Esperanto. It's
cool.
Yeah, Lilio Aragonés. Anyway, so what's on your mind, Dave?
I have a question for you. Normally, when your vote's challenged, you get a chance to cure it, so it counts, right?
It depends on the state you're in. Many states do not notify you if your vote is challenged. Some states do.
Okay, well, there was an article here about the 25th of September in the local paper here, the Trib Review.
In Pennsylvania.
Like Trib Live online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they said that the county that I'm in, Westmoreland County, is not going to allow people to cure their votes because it is not explicitly stated in the state nor the federal constitution.
Right. That's probably
the case.
And
they're saying a number of Republican counties here in Pennsylvania are not doing that.
Yeah, which is interesting because these are majority Republican counties, and so probably the majority of the votes that get messed with are going to be Republican votes. So, you know.
Well, not just that, but if you're going to have them. Like from before, they're saying they're going to have a number of poll watchers, you know, challenging votes from the right here.
Mm-hmm.
Mail-in votes consistently go more skewed towards the Democrats. So if they're challenging those, if my vote gets challenged since I mailed it in, what recourse do I have?
Well, you'll have to track it, but typically what you have to do is go to the Secretary of State's office or to your local county election officials' offices and, you know, with your passport and prove not just that you're actually registered to vote there and that that's your signature, but that you're a citizen. You typically have to kind of start all over again. It's going to depend. But there is vote tracking software in most places, and you can tell if your vote has been counted or if it's been challenged, even if the state doesn't notify you. And for that information, I would check out vote.gov. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck, Dave.
All right. And can I make a quick correction for you here?
Sure.
Because I know in the past you've said that Kamala Harris is a Gen Xer. Technically, she's a boomer. Gen X starts in 1965. Mm-hmm. She's born 1964.
Oh, really?
There's a micro generation between the Generation Jones. And so she'd be a part of that along with President Obama, which, you know, good company.
Okay, and Sean apparently too. So she's over here putting her fist in the air. All right, Dave, thanks for the info. Ike in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Ike, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, boss. Well, I guess for one of your callers there, I heard him use the word, she's heard all that rhetoric, the lady in Germany, or the lady of German descent. Excuse me, sir, that's not rhetoric. That is direct quotes out of the mouth of a fascist. Yep. And, you know, don't get the two mixed up. This alternative facts and, you know, this continued gaslighting that you folks like to do to people, you know, unfortunately, you're going to have to undo the damage to your own brain, but quit trying to spread it over to us that know the truth. When it comes down to the when it comes down to politics, Tom, I can't talk to anybody. I'm having a hard time even dealing with talk radio. I'm having a hard. I really can't talk to anybody in public. Mm. I don't even want to get around anybody in public. This whole situation has been such a psychologically damaging and tiring. Yeah. I mean, it's literally made me sick.
I think the whole country is exhausted by 9 years of this guy. This complete
ass. I just
ass.
Can't take any more of this. I mean, seriously, the guy's a fascist. He's the worst thing that's ever happened to this country.
Yep.
And the Republicans that are allowing this and their party are just as disgusting as he is. And I can't get around them. And I live in a blood red state. Mm. But let me give you an example. And this is something that's not reported much. You know how they always cry crocodile tears about all the overdoses from fentanyl and these drugs being smuggled in here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you this. Why is it that they didn't provide funding to put the scanners on the borders and at our ports of entry that we already had built that sat in a warehouse for almost 3 years?
Yeah, Republicans killed that.
They never let us get the money to install them. We already had them built. They were sitting collecting dust in a warehouse.
It's because they don't want to solve the problem. They want to complain about it.
Exactly. Just like with the immigration problems that we've had for decades. Yep. They just don't want to deal with it.
Yep.
And in closing, I'll still say it again. I'm not built to live in a dysfunctional algorithm that these people are putting on us. And I'll tell you something else. If you haven't paid any attention, I suggest everybody open your eyes and wait and see and go look. You'll see what's coming at us in the next 5 years when you look at AI and robotics. You better get ready.
There you go. Ike, thank you.
All right, buddy.
Spot on. Good
Thanks.
Talking to you. Yeah. Jordan in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Jordan, what's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call, Tom. My question for you and kind of for Chad as well, we've been feeding or been fed poison by the mainstream media for the last several years, nothing but lies and conspiracy theories and rhetoric. What would Tom recommend the mainstream media do on Wednesday morning after Harris wins to start giving us a more straightforward narrative? You could be legislatively or it could be in a boardroom, but how do we get back on track with our press?
I think what the Washington Post example, now over a 250,000 people have canceled their Washington Post subscriptions, if the numbers are accurate. I think what that shows us is that the American people are sick and tired of media being wishy-washy, media, you know, surrendering to fascism in advance, to paraphrase Timothy Snyder, Dr. Timothy Snyder. And that, you know, we would like our media to be honest with us and start telling the truth and not gaslight us. I mean, the Washington Post and the New York Times are still, you know, sane washing Donald Trump on a regular basis. And it's just got to come to an end. I don't see a legislative solution for this. broadly in terms of content. I do, however, strongly believe that we should reverse the provisions of the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that did away with the ownership rules. We should go back to saying you may only own media, radio, television, newspapers. You may only own media in the United States if you live in the state in which that media exists.
And bingo, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, and what that does is that brings back competition and that brings back our local news. Right now, half of all the local newspapers in America are owned by a handful, three or four hedge funds in New York, and they're just draining them dry. They're actually pushing them into bankruptcy because it's a very profitable thing for hedge funds to do. That should come to an end too. Jordan, thank you for the call. That's a great question. Appreciate it. It's coming up on 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a few seconds. We'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend on the Tom Hartman Program. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back with your calls. Stay tuned. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Rooten, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories, and in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He is a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. Oh, you got an update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Continuing election coverage you won't find anywhere else, including results when the polls close on November 5th. I'm James Kelly. Count on us on air at 910 WBZH, on the web at buzzofthenorth.com, and always on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Dom Salvia Show.
You always have to consistently, till the day you die, stand up and fight for those rights. You got to stand up for yourself. You got to stand up for your neighbors and your friends and even folks that you don't maybe agree with politically, that they also have the very same right. And anybody trying to stop that is going absolutely against what this country is supposed to be all about. I think more people need to stand up and say, you cannot stop me from voting.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
He's changing the game and then hates dark spell. With a heart so big, he does it well. Bringing us together, healing the divide. Tim Walz, his joy reaches far and wide. Tim Walz brings in joy like a ray of light. With his steady hand, everything feels right. He's the dad, the uncle, the grandpa we need. In every moment, in every good deed.
There you go, Tim Walz, he's the guy. Welcome back, Bradley in Riverside, California. Hey, Bradley, what's up?
Hey, Tom, one of your younger callers, thanks for having me. Every time you mention, you know, a pregnant mother dying in Texas in a red state, I just think about my own birth journey and of my fiance and our complications and, you know, how the California doctors just really sprang into action to save the lives of, you know, our unborn children.
Right.
And I just wondered
if, you know, and their mothers.
Yeah, and I just wonder if it could have gone differently if I lived in a different state. Pretty much at 19 weeks, we were in an ultrasound, and they halted it and said, you are going into labor, and you need to go into surgery right now.
Oh, my.
And, you know, they didn't ask us any questions. They just jumped into action, and they, you know, did what needed to be done, and they saved the lives of our children. And it's hard for me to talk about it, but, you know, it's just, it's crazy for me imagining it going any other way.
Yeah, yeah. These have got to be wild times for young people who are, you know, fertile, who are in that age, you know, who are basically under 50. It's gotta be scary as hell, to live in a red state and, you know, for both wives and husbands, you know,
I couldn't imagine it. You know, it's just a scary thing for us to, you know, get a pregnancy in the first place.
We've had three kids and one miscarriage, and I, you know, so I've seen it all. And, I would not want to be, if there was a possibility that Louise could get pregnant, I would move out of a red state as fast as I possibly could.
Yeah. Okay. One more quick thing. It's a joke. Tucker Carlson. Yeah, he was attacked by a demon, and he fought the demon in the night, and he strangled it and he killed it. But by the time it died, it had turned back into his dog.
I think that's probably what happened, Bradley. It's, you know. But
anyway, thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bradley. Great to hear from you. And I look forward to future conversations. Thank you, Ryan in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Ryan, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you so much. Sure. I wanted to call in and pass. I'm trying to pass along some information to you, maybe for you or your team to look into something just absolutely horrifying that I saw online probably last week. It was a YouTube channel that I saw, and I don't know if you want me saying the name of the YouTube channel on the air. So, you know, I'll wait and see what you think about that. But basically, it's, you know, I just found it when I was just scrolling through political stuff, and it is a like a Christian nationalist alt-right channel that is openly, not with the mask on, but with the mask completely off, openly calling for political violence and quite honestly, domestic terrorism in the name of Christianity, saying this is a guy who's just ranting about how people have gotten Christianity wrong all these years, and that the idea should be that Christ is not a meek and humble source of forgiveness and peace, but rather he should be viewed as a military commander that is telling all of the MAGAverse
right.
to take up their arms and to go out
I'm guessing they're quoting his, I come not to bring peace, I come to bring a sword statement. Jesus' statement.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And the production value on this site looks pretty good. I'm amazed YouTube hasn't taken it down.
Did you report it?
And I've kept, and I'm sure I and many others have done so, but it keeps popping up. It was absolutely horrifying. And I'm sitting there watching it and I'm going, you know, this is like an American version of, you know, during the era of 9/11, where back in the Middle East, you had Al-Qaeda and the Taliban with their own radicalization networks, right? Online at that time, radicalizing, you know, young Middle Eastern men to go become these Islamic radicals.
Well, if they're openly promoting political violence, the other group that you should report this to is the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Right.
And they have a form on their website where you can do it at FBI.gov.
Right. Okay.
I get death threats all the time, and I used to hand them off to Bernie Sanders' office because he, you know, they had a direct connection.
Wow.
And since Bernie hasn't been on the program, they hooked us up with the FBI, and we hand people's emails off to the FBI all the time. They're pretty good about chasing stuff down. Usually people don't get prosecuted, but they certainly do get watched.
Right. Okay. Will do. Do you want me to share this with anybody?
I'd rather not give the YouTube channel the publicity. But
I was saying maybe off the air or something, so you could look into it.
Oh no, that's I'll trust you, Ryan. And I'm gonna try and get one more call in here before the end of the day. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Tom.
Yep, Marco in North Miami, Florida. Hey, Marco, what's up?
Yeah, how you doing? This concerns the Republican Cubans here in Miami. They're either dumb as dirt or just gluttons for punishment. Didn't they lose an island, okay, because of a dictator? And then they want to come up here to the United States, and Trump announces that he wants to be a dictator. And so all the Cuban Republicans, who are they going to vote for? Donald Trump.
Right.
And he's going to incur the same kind of environment and force these people to leave their island, and they're going to come up here to the United States and vote for the same kind of person that ran them out of their own country.
Yeah, this is the great victory of the GOP, of the billionaires who own the GOP, is convincing Americans and Cubans, in Florida in particular, that Social Security and Medicare is socialism. I mean, arguably it is, but dangerous socialism. Marco, thank you for the call. Well said. A special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Jay Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verde, Martha Salinas, and Mateo Robertson, all the great people who work on this program. And special thanks to you also for sharing the word about our program with friends and neighbors and letting our advertisers know you're listening. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Vote! We'll see you next week. Have a wonderful weekend.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by former 2nd District Congressman Republican Scott Klug and former Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen. Your vote will help save democracy. We discuss
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.